Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple's upcoming iOS 17.4 update adds a new security feature to iMessage that Apple says is a level of encryption that can't be broken into even with quantum computing. Quantum computing promises the ability to run new algorithms that can crack conventional encryption. Apple claims it wants to future-proof its iMessage platform ahead of any quantum computing break-ins, which the security community expects is likely to happen in the coming decades. Google has released Gemma 2B and 7B, two open-source AI models that let developers use closed AI model Gemini more freely. The so-called lightweight Gemma is supposed to be better for smaller tasks, like simple chatbots or summarizations. Google claims its Gemma models surpass significantly larger models on key benchmarks and are capable of running directly on a developer laptop or desktop computer. You can try them out now on Kaggle, Hugging Face, NVIDIA's NeMo, and Google's Vertex AI. ZTE's Libero Flip for the Japanese market is going on sale for $420, or just $265 on pre-order, a fraction of the $1,000 price that Samsung charges for its latest Galaxy Z Flip, and almost as low as the clearance sale refurbished old flips you can still find around the net. The Libero Flip has a Qualcomm Snapdragon 7 series chip inside, so it's not a premium phone necessarily, but it also has a 6.9-inch 2790 by 1188 foldable OLED panel, which is slightly larger than the Samsung version. On the back, it includes a round cover screen with 466 by 466 pixels and a 1.43-inch in diameter with a 50-megapixel main camera, 2-megapixel depth cam, and a 16-megapixel selfie camera in the front. It runs Android 13, 6 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, Wi-Fi 6, and Bluetooth 5.2, and it charges at up to 33 watts over its USB-C port. All right, move over, Yahoo Sports. There's a new sheriff in town. Wednesday, Apple announced a free standalone app called Apple Sports, sharing scores and stats to your iOS device, and also driving viewership to the Apple TV app to watch those live sports if you're interested in doing so, which includes all Major League Soccer matches. They're available on a 10-year deal through Apple TV's MLS Season Pass subscription add-on. Apple Sports includes a Watch on Apple TV button for each game, if it applies, which opens the Apple TV app to the service that's live streaming the event and where you can subscribe if you haven't already. Apple Sports is in the US, Canada, and the UK app stores with support for English, French, and Spanish where available. Sony's PlayStation Portal does one thing very well, and that is stream games from your PS5. If you don't have a PS5, not that useful, but it does have some local storage, and two engineers from Google have developed PPSSPP. That's an emulator to run games for the now defunct PlayStation Portable on the PlayStation Portal. The developers showed it playing Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories,
Andy Nguyen said it took them about a month to get the software to work and didn't require hardware modification. Nguyen also says they need to do more work before they can release it to the public. But analysts think Sony is gearing itself up to release a decidedly non-portable PlayStation 5 Pro to help prop up sagging console sales. Coming soon. Little more Apple news. Apple announced it's updating the battery cycle lifespan for iPhone 15, 15 Plus, 15 Pro, and 15 Pro Max. Previously, the company said the iPhone 15's battery would retain up to 80% of its original capacity at 500 complete charge cycles. The company now claims the iPhone 15 can retain 80% of its original capacity at 1,000 complete charge cycles. Apple also says this is a testing, and they're doing so, charging and discharging the battery 1,000 times under specific circumstances representing common use cases, as it makes updates to battery components and power management systems over the years. 11 countries teamed up on Operation Kronos, resulting in the arrest of two operators of the Lockbit ransomware group, as well as the recovery of the keys to unlock victims' encrypted files. Authorities also seized more than 200 cryptocurrency wallets. French and U.S. authorities have also issued three international arrest warrants and five indictments against other members of the operators of Lockbit. Two of the indictments are against Russian nationals. Operation Kronos was headed by the UK National Crime Agency and coordinated by Europol and Eurojust. The US FBI, Japanese police, and the UK's NCA have developed a Lockbit 3.0 ransomware decryption tool available to anyone at nomoreransom.org. Lockbit has been used in previous attacks on Boeing, the UK Royal Mail, car company Continental, and most recently, Bank of America. And finally, Signal is now allowing users to connect on its services without needing to exchange a phone number. You do need a phone number to register for Signal, but then you can choose to share a username instead to connect to someone else, or use a QR code or link that directs people to your username. Profile names stay as is. These are just new usernames as far as connecting to have a conversation. Once you've opted into the feature, your phone number will no longer be visible in chats by default, unless somebody already has your number stored in their contacts. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.